for college students here in Akron, and he leads by an example of what you can do and what it looks like to be successful in helping other people. Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm welcome. Fresh and clean. You should see the socks on this guy. Give it up for Jason Miller.
Thank you, Ace. I appreciate that greeting. Yes, I work with College Now of Greater Cleveland. We're the nation's largest and oldest nonprofit college access organization. Each year, we help over 25,000 students, and we award $3.5 million in scholarships to anybody living in the Northeast Ohio. That's the 13 northern counties of Ohio.
Okay, so, and you guys are located where?
We're located in the Barberton Public Library, right by Lake Anna. In the center of town.
Okay, so now I know there's a lot of things that you guys do, and I see you all over the place. You're working with the Summit County Reentry Network. You do things for your own nonprofit, for your own things that you do. But briefly, let's talk about some of the grassroots stuff that College Now actually do. I mean, I'm looking at a flyer right here, and pre-college help for students. You do College Now. Is it workshops and stuff? I mean, what do you do, like, in a nutshell?
Well, essentially, we are an all-access, college-access organization. So we work with individuals as early as eighth grade who are seeking some type of training or education beyond high school. We help the high school students start making their plan and increase their ACT or SAT scores so that they can reduce their need for student loans. We align them with all the state and federal grants, and then, of course, like I mentioned before, we award $3.5 million of our own funds to help students reduce their need for loans. But once they're in college, we work with them to make sure that they're on track and they're doing the things that they need to do to be marketable upon graduation. And then once they do graduate, we help them, if they've taken out loans, help them try to wipe out those student loans. So one recent employer that we worked with in Cleveland, in just one simple year, we were able to wipe out $16.8 million in student loans for that employer. So we work with schools, we work with community centers, nonprofits, employers, anybody who's looking to take their talent and workforce to the next level.
Okay, so my man D'Air from BME have a question or two.
Yes, I wanted to know, how do you specifically help with people's student loans?
The first issue that a lot of people have is that they started going to school and then for some reason life happened and they're not able to complete their degree and they stop attending college. Well, after 6 months of being out of school, they have a student loan payment due. Many of the people don't understand the steps that happen when you don't make that payment. Very quickly you become in default and you're unable to attend school. So that's our very common issue, that we're helping people get out of default so they can go back to school. Other people have unmanageable payments. There's currently over $1.2 trillion out in student loan debt. And if you aren't aware of the different options, they could be presented with a payment that is just unrealistic or, more importantly, unaffordable. So we get them on one of the more manageable payment plans. And then if they do qualify by working for a nonprofit or a government agency, we can help them reduce their student loan payment and wipe out as much as 15 years of their student loan payments.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, I did hear you say something about if a college student, upon like is exiting college, you help them become marketable. So
yeah.
Is it someone who has to have been enrolled with your program, or is that any college student? Because I have a few nieces and nephews who are coming upon graduation pretty soon in the next year. So this sounds like a wonderful service that they might be able to take advantage of.
So ideally, obviously, yes, we would love to start speaking with a student or a client right as they're starting high school. But yes, some students don't reach our office until they're about to graduate. If we would have talked to them 4 years earlier, when they first started in college, we would have been encouraging them to get engaged on campus, take advantage of internships, so their likelihood of finding employment is much higher. But if they don't find our office until they've graduated, then we're going to still encourage and work with them to do the things, get involved with the programs that are going to allow them to be marketable in the workforce.
All right, let's talk about BME real quick, too. I know there's a lot of stuff. Now, last year, we were doing our Call for Stories. For those of you who don't know, Call for Stories is a thing that BME does every year in our cities, where we actually look for African-American males that are contributing better community, right?
That's right.
Okay, so last year you were nominated and you applied. What was that process like after applying and then finding out that you actually was selected to be a BME leader of 2016?
Well, it's definitely a memory I won't forget. Somebody in the community actually nominated me, and I received the email and filled out the application and completed several phone interviews and had a great weekend experience down in Washington, D.C., and really got to get motivated with a room full of people who are positively trying to revamp their communities, and had a lot of great speakers that motivated us and really got us focused on our plan. And then the highlight of the weekend was, of course, a trip to the White House and then our $10,000 grant to make a difference. So right. I used those funds, and seeing the work that I do every day, many students owe funds that are preventing them, and there's no resources, no scholarships, no government assistance, no state assistance to help them pay those past due debts. So I used our $10,000 and leveraged it with another local nonprofit, and we lend the money to individuals who have those fees that are preventing them from returning to college. Right. And we don't charge them any interest. We make a very manageable payment of just $100 a month until they get the debt paid off. But at least they're not paying any interest on those fees.
Right, right. And how long does it take them? Is it long? I mean, the loan lasts? Is it a year to pay it back, 2 years to pay it back?
So we lend up to $5,000 in one one loan, and the most they can get is 3 years right. to pay back that $5,000.
Right, right. So if you just joined us, we're talking to BME Leader 2016, Jason Miller, man. Jason Miller is one of the most awesome guys. I took the opportunity to meet him before he was selected over at the Front Porch, where he talks. What do you do over at the Front Porch?
So Front Porch is one of our outreach partners that we work with that works specifically with reentry. So we do many different resources, and I actually find people coming out of incarceration, they've been refined to a very small space, and when they get out, many of them are ready to do something. So Front Porch is a great opportunity for people who are interested in the culinary arts or just getting some experience on their resume. We attend those weekly meetings to let the release or recently released individuals find out about the resources. Many people think that because of their past record that might prohibit them from receiving state and federal fundings or scholarships. And in actuality, there's very few circumstances where that would occur.
Okay, and we are, as BME, on Friday, we're gonna be at the Alpha House.
That's right.
All right, it's called the Women of Influence Forum. And Jason, you know, being in the network, there's a lot of questions that's being asked about, like what is BME doing with women, it being Women's History Month. We have a lot of people that volunteered in the 3 years we've been here, and there's a lot of women of influence. So we have people that's actually, we're celebrating them as women and people of influence here. We're going to have Judy Hill is going to be there from the NAACP. We have Marquita Newby from Moving Towards Hope. We're also going to have Tashika Wells from VineWorks Marketing. We have a couple people there. We're going to be talking about things about entrepreneurship and stuff that we're doing, watching our ladies do what it is that they do. Jason, why is it important as a community to engage with these women and celebrate them, and you specifically as a BME leader?
Well, obviously my passion is education, and I believe the education can be the golden key to opportunity. Once someone does the preparation and prepares and obtains an education, it can be that golden ticket that opens up the doors of opportunity. And most importantly, it provides a living wage. If you have a living wage, you can do those other things. You have the time to get engaged in with your community. You have time to give back. And more importantly, you're able to provide for your family. So education, I believe, is the key. See, education is the key to a good community. It's education is a key to a good family. And ultimately, education is most valuable to the person who receives it. I would hope that you would convey that to the ladies there, and if they're interested.
We hope you come and you could convey it to them. We just walked through the door with that one. Listen, we want to thank Jason Miller for coming out. We do this thing called Bro Call. Now, we're going to try to do this in the next 30 seconds. Bro Call is an opportunity for us to shout out organizations, individuals.